A man who has just moved in the new neighborhood was talking to a 7-year-old boy. "How many children in your family?" he asked. And the boy replied, 8. And he said, "Oh my, that's a lot of money." And the boy said, "We don't buy them, we raise them." You know, all of us, we imagine the story that we have just heard from the gospel. Imagine that story happened today in this the era of social media. The result of that story would be on Twitter or Facebook, and on Twitter, and you would see millions of people comment on this story. Imagine that this story happened today, and it was put on the social media. Probably millions of people make comments, and I would guess that the majority of the comments are all about condemnation of the parents. How could this happen? What were they thinking? Or were they even thinking? And that's unbelievable. You can think about it. You know, lots of comments, probably all negative, and blame the parents. Today's gospel, as we reflect on it, we like to play the blaming game. Let me correct it. We like to blame others most of the time, right? "I would never let my daughter go to that party. I would never let my son speak that way. I would never cheat on the customer. Or I would never behave or act like that in the checkout line at the grocery. I would never," and you can fill in the blank. And so we like to blame others. As we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we thank God for their example. And we look at the Holy Family, and we think, you know, we cannot be like them. We can't be holy. And sometimes we blame others too. You know, I cannot be holy if they act this way, or if they treat me like this. I cannot be holy. But, you know, the Holy Family, one true thing about Holy Family is not them, is that they are not perfect. Holy Family is how we headed, where we headed, what we have in mind on our journey, and that would make us holy. We have heard today in the gospel, Mary and Joseph, their lives were different without Jesus. And when they found Jesus in their midst, they are holy. And so it could be the same with us. If our life would not embrace God in our lives, we would not be holy. But once we embrace God and let God guide us and lead us, we can become holy. Not because we are like Mary and Joseph and Jesus. They were just like us, ordinary people. But they know where they headed. They embrace God and they let God act in their midst. And so if we do the same, if we let God be active in our lives, we can be holy one day. And so let us celebrate this Feast of the Holy Family by thanking God for all the great example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. May their example also inspire us to be holy, always embrace Jesus in our lives and let Him guide us and lead us where we need to be.